You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Offerious,
offensive and hilarious.
Offerious,
offensive and hilarious.
Offerious,
offensive and hilarious.
Offerious,
offensive and hilarious.
Offerious.
Well, guys,
this is our second attempt with our new equipment.
We have just, you guys have no idea what we've gone through for you.
Mm-hmm.
All for you.
All two of you.
Yeah. Someone tweeted at us. Who tweeted at us? I'm your only listener.
I remember that. I was almost like,
where have you been?
Yeah. I was like, that's not true because I know for a fact we have two.
Part of me got mad and I was like, he's right.
Yeah, part of me got a little mad too, but then I was like, you know what? We do say that a lot on the show.
And we do. And I just assumed he was kidding.
Yeah, me too. But it did sting for 1 second.
It did.
But in a good way, because it
only
could
we're
be
allowed
true.
To make fun of us.
It was good. I wish we knew his name. What's his name?
I could look it up on Twitter, but I've gotten so many mentions since then. I can't keep track. I can't even scroll back.
Well,
do
now that you're
favor.
A paid regular at the Comedy Store, I can see why you probably have so many more mentions. You've had a lot before. What a nice way to just plug that.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Brenda.
Didn't that feel nice?
It did feel nice.
And as a matter of fact, what's about to feel nice is the iced tea that was given to us.
Oh, yeah, by our new sponsor.
Runa Energy Drinks.
R-U-N-A.
Yeah.
Clean Energy Zero.
Now, we're not going to say that they sponsored us, but we are going to say that they were so nice to give us a case of their wonderful natural iced tea.
But we will continue to promote them and talk about them in, you know, and if they decide to sponsor us at some point.
That would be amazing.
That would be fantastic. So we're going to drink this tea.
But as of right now, well, I did drink the case already, and I have to say.
And you were so kind to leave us a bottle.
It was 2 weeks ago,
split.
And we hadn't been doing the podcast for so long.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because
it's not going to go bad.
Because when.
You old greedy motherfucker.
Because when Runa is staring me in the face. And I need to wake up. There's nothing that's going to keep me from opening up this bottle of Runa Clean Energy Zero that is so good and powered by Guaya USA.
Guyana,
I mean.
That's not what it says.
Yeah, it is. Powered by Guyana.
I guarantee it does not say
it
Guyana.
It does fucking do. I mean, too.
No, it just says Guay USA. G-U-A-Y. That's not Guyana.
There's no A-N-A?
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's called...
Yes, it is. There is a Guyana.
It is for sure made of that and not yerba mate, because yerba mate is the competitor.
There is a place called French Guyana.
Yes.
And that is not
I hate
this.
The French.
And I hate the Guyanas.
Yeah, poo-poo. I'll do it together. Fuck this drink.
Even though it has nothing to do with anything...
I knew I hated that iced tea. Guyana. I mean, Runa.
Runa.
It's good for you.
It's good shit.
Guyana's
it's good for you
Jonestown
to mix.
Jonestown happened, actually.
I'm still doing my plug, Derek.
Sorry.
Yeah, Derek. What the? Damn it. You're fired.
Yeah. Can I please do it? I'm trying to do the log line. I mean, the tagline. Runa. It's good for you to mix your bowl.
What?
Let me try it again. Runa. It's good for you to mix your booze with.
Yeah.
Yeah, Offerious. Yeah. It was just so funny in my head, I couldn't get it out.
You couldn't get out. It's okay. Did you ever see that 30 Rock episode with Alec Baldwin doing the commercial?
No.
He kept trying to tape a commercial, and he was the worst. It took like 50 takes. It was amazing. Okay, guys. First of all, we do apologize.
Yeah.
How long has it been? It's been at least like...
6 weeks.
I feel like, yeah, so I'd say like a month and a half.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have been locked up in this house in my own headspace. I thought it was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks tops.
What?
No, it was twice.
No.
Really?
Yeah,
holy
so
shit.
If we have any listeners left, we apologize.
If we have any listeners left, I want you to know that in those last 6 weeks, I was having so much fun.
We've all been,
with
you know,
or without you.
Partying.
No, this ain't about, I'm just saying
neglecting.
I'm just talking.
One thing I noticed, we did get some likes and stuff on Facebook. I think people went back and listened to older episodes.
Well, that's good. That's what they should have been doing.
That's about fucking time.
Which y'all should have been doing in the first place.
As a matter of fact, yeah, because you know what? When I need to boost my self-esteem, I go on to iTunes and I look at the popularity.
Oh,
okay?
Yeah.
And if I don't see that people are going back to the beginning, it hurts my heart. So call your grandmother up. She ain't got nothing to do. She can't crochet anymore because her knuckles hurt.
She got that psoriatic arthritis.
Yeah, in the knuckles.
I learned that from those commercials.
Is that in the knuckles?
Arthritis?
No, whatever the kind that you
Well,
said.
Apparently there is a type of arthritis that is connected to psoriasis, where you get that patchy skin rash that looks like your skin
really?
Skin tissue is dying.
Does it happen? Does the psoriasis happen first before you know?
I don't
about
know.
Arthritis?
I don't know the details.
Or
like
before, at least the arthritis hurts.
I don't know, and that's a specific type of arthritis. Like you can have arthritis without having the psoriasis. Like my grandmother had arthritis. It scared the shit out of me. Her knuckles were all like this. I like, hope that
people,
doesn't happen to me.
You ever see people with fucking
gnarled
that
up
shit in their toes?
Yes.
And they're like still stuffing it in their
shoe.
You're
talking about hammer toes.
Well, no. A hammer toe is just like that one middle toe getting all fucking funky.
It doesn't have to be just be that one toe.
It could be all of them?
Yeah, why not?
Any toe so can be hammered.
Yeah.
So is hammer then arthritis? I thought hammer's just
no,
a
I think
unfortunate
it's just fucked
style
up
that your body gave
I think
you.
It's just like, for example, remember we talked about Chinese foot binding?
Oh,
I feel like maybe they tried to stuff their feet in shoes that were too small for many years.
I fucking hate feet. I hate them when they're young. I hate them when they're old. Like when the fucking feet are blue. You ever see when like some
blue?
Old, yeah. Like
oh, you mean like an old person
yeah,
that has
like
veiny and it's like bruised and shit.
It's called varicose vein.
No,
yeah, but
like the whole foot
she's talking
blue.
About like a part, like a portion, like the heel might be like all blue and bruised and shit.
Yeah.
Like or when you got like
fucking Smurf foot out
bruised
of my face.
Toenails underneath when you have you done that? I dropped a weight on my toe when I was in 12th grade and it was the most embarrassing thing. You know why it was embarrassing? First of all, it's embarrassing to drop anything on your
Wait
foot.
Wait a second. First of all, how much weight? Was it a round weight?
It was a 40-pound.
Oh.
But here's the thing. I didn't, like, drop it from the air onto my foot. That I would have had to go to the hospital. But I dropped it. Okay, and Derek's pulled up a picture of hammer toe.
Let me see. I can't see. So that's, like, at the first knuckle, it looks like a...
Yeah, it bends over like a hammer.
Yeah, but it doesn't... That's just an example of one type of hammer toe, whereas it could... All the
there's
toes
all
could be... Yeah, mallet toe.
Everything you could have in the shed.
Yeah, is this sickle
this
toe?
He got anvil toe.
Small axe toe.
Chainsaw toe. What's that about?
Chainsaw toe? I was trying to think of that little axe that the fucking wood chippers, the men use.
No, I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
And then you went chainsaw, and I was like,
ah,
where am I going to go from there?
Yeah.
That's it. I was like, power tool toe?
power drill.
The only thing left is hoe toe.
Ew.
A
hoe
toe.
That one's split.
What did you say? What did you say? Split?
That one's split.
Yeah, that toe is split. It was a hoe toe.
Oh.
You know, they have the three prongs.
Only had three toes.
No, at the
yeah,
end.
Like an ostrich foot.
At the end, it just split.
That's disgusting.
He said it.
Oh, guys.
Picture gets disgusting.
We talked about the blue foot. Is that on this podcast? I can't remember.
That was just now.
Blue
okay.
foot?
That was like
oh,
seconds.
Yeah, that was like good. Literally a minute ago.
Sometimes when I'm having fun, I just lose track of time.
You know, it is. It's hard.
Hard.
What was
time
I going to say?
Very hard.
Oh, but back to my weight story. So I didn't drop
oh,
it
yeah.
from the air. I had it, I set it down on like, you know, it was one of those round weights that you put on the bench press.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
no,
had it on
leg
its side.
Press. That's a 40-pound one?
Yeah.
I guess you, yeah, who cares? Go
yeah,
ahead.
No, it's
I don't know.
It's moot at this point. The
it was
toenail,
moot
the,
before.
The toenail has grown back, okay? And I dropped it and it fell.
That's why it's moot, because the toenail broke back? Not because it had no relevance to
no,
the story.
The toenail grew back.
Proceed.
Most importantly.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
So I had it on its side, and I let it fall, just letting it fall, but I misjudged the distance of my foot from the weight, and it just went wham! And I, okay, now, this would have been embarrassing for anybody, but it was most embarrassing for me, because I was the teacher's pet.
Mm-hmm.
I was the chick who the teacher was like, Candace, why don't you show the class? I had perfect attendance. I was always just, you know, and I was the proper one in class.
Let me ask you, interrupt you.
Yes.
When did your hair start looking right?
Right? Oh,
yeah.
Like when did I?
Yeah, like were you the teacher's pet before your hair started looking right is what I want to know.
My hair started looking right at some point in high school, but kind of, but not really. Like, I still didn't, I didn't have full control of my hair till college.
Okay, so then.
It was a long.
So wait.
It was a long adventure.
There was a 12-year-old. Journey. Or like from a 9-year-old to like a 17-year-old Candace who was a teacher's pet who had wrong hair.
Oh, I still had.
Or not wrong hair, but like.
No, everyone control. Had wrong hair in the 90s, okay?
That's true. Oh my God, my hair was bad.
I mean, I had, but I had like tumbleweed bangs. Because I didn't
I know
how
the
to
style.
You've seen
my
it, and
it's also in the white culture called bouffant.
Bouffant, a bouffant.
It could be recognized as a curling iron induced ball on the top of your head, usually with the use of very limited bangs that only come out when you have a ponytail.
Right, it looked like a growth.
Yeah, yeah.
It a tumor, like
a hammer
if you
toe.
Will. Yeah, a hammer toe. Projectile from the forehead.
Okay, can I tell? Can I just interrupt for 1 second?
Yes, of course.
Do you remember what sunning is?
Okay. I'm black and I used that.
Okay, wait. We will get to that. Hold on, we'll get to that. Sunning was a, in case anybody knows what it is, it was a product that basically just put peroxide in your hair. And the commercial told you it would make your hair blonde.
Blonde.
But if you didn't already have blonde hair, it made it orange.
Yes, that's exactly what it did. Yeah.
So my sister, right, she had a bouffant and a ponytail. It was the one I was referencing in my head when we were talking about it. And she also had these, like, a lot of bobby pins on the side because she didn't know how to put the ponytail in. And mm-hmm. I guess, like, the mm-hmm. sides of her hair were also bangs.
Yes, yes.
Right? So she
I'm picturing it. Good visuals.
Thank
yes.
You. Thank you. So she
I'm
had
just
this.
Picturing Noah's Ark on top of her head.
That's wait, also on. A good reference.
So look, she had a hair. Oh, her hair was brown, right? And she had that like a fistful of bouffant right at the
right
top
in front.
Of her, right at the top of the crown of her forehead.
Like a cloud, a cumulus cloud.
Yep.
If you will.
A tight one.
A tight one, yes. Wait, was it from a curling iron or a curler?
A curling iron, like
an
she
iron.
Would,
she put heat on her hair.
Yeah, she put heat on her hair, and she put something only in the bouffant. So for a whole summer, she had an orange ball on the top of her head.
There has to be pictures of this.
Of course,
somewhere.
I have to look some up.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Yeah.
Her name is Denise. And, if you want to...
If you search on Facebook.
If you want to reminisce with her, you could go to the salon she works at and talk about her bouffant.
Her son in her sudden experience. Wait, so did you ever try it or you saw that and was
no,
like,
I
fuck that.
I fucking knew better.
Look, well, I didn't. Because I didn't have an older sister to learn from. No, because my sister is, you know, she... I had issues growing up because I looked white, but I wasn't. My mm-hmm. sister just looked black, so no, she's not putting sunning in her hair. She has a different texture of hair, too, or it was like that wouldn't have made sense at all.
Well, here's a question. Some black people fucking dye their hair blonde. I mean, your sister could have been into that.
No. No. My sister, well, she wasn't. No. Okay. I don't think. I can't even remember. I mean, I'm sure it happened. I just don't remember. That was like, I remember like Salt and Pepper doing that shit. Like they dyed their hair blonde, but that was like the 80s and shit. I don't remember anybody that I knew doing that.
That was the works. Whatever, I don't know if it was Salt or Pepper, but whoever had that blonde fucking half triangle
that hairdo. Would be that would be Salt. I think Salt
that
was had the blonde because she
was
Salt.
Really bad.
And
because
it was all bad.
Yeah, but it was really, I mean, come on, half a triangle. Well, she was just like a peak. That blonde peak on one side. Can you look that up, Salt and Pepper?
Yeah, look up. Just look up images and see if it comes up. Really? Yeah, put up. Put Salt Pepper triangle.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say that.
Blonde triangle.
And Metallica.
See what comes up. See what comes up.
How to?
While he's looking that up, I went. So you know, having
well, let's
my
get back to the weight.
Huh? Oh.
That's not the. No, that's not the actual do though. That's also Spinderella with blonde hair.
No, that's Salt and Pepper with the blonde hair. Spinderella's got the brown hair.
Oh. She didn't make enough money.
She did. They didn't pay her enough to get her hair dyed.
Yeah, she couldn't get the good stuff to make it that blonde.
They're on a commercial right now. Have you seen that? Mm-hmm. It's like a Geico commercial or something. Singing Push It.
Really?
It's kind of sad.
They got to pay for the houses, man.
I know.
They're not giving a fuck.
Well, I don't know if they're still getting royalties, if there's anybody still actually playing Salt and Pepper.
I am.
They still own
on my iPod.
In my head.
My iPod. On my 8-track. It's so, like, even now saying iPod is outdated. Isn't that crazy?
Is it?
What iPod. iPhones. Nobody has iPods anymore.
You have iTouches and Nanos. Yeah, iPod Nanos.
Yeah, but everyone puts the music on their phone.
I know people who have.
I still have an iPod, but I don't use it.
I know people who use it. What do you want from me?
It's still an outdated. You like to hear people. Because it's true. Like to hear it. But it is outdated in general.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, because they came out like 2004.
It's outdated.
It is outdated. Wait. I don't randomly just see people with iPods. Who uses iPods anymore?
I know people that will take their old iPhone and use it as an
iPod. As opposed to just using an iPod.
Hold on. We have a lot to talk about today. So
I know.
Let's get back to
the weight.
Salt and pepper.
All right.
Back to the weight.
Okay. The weight. And then I'm going to really quickly my sun-in experience.
With the sun-in.
The weight's almost done. So I dropped the weight on my toe. I have to contain all of the pain because...
First of all, I just want to say I know what that face looks like on you. First of all, because I hit you with a giant turkey leg in your head. The first thing you're shooting to me caress really hard. And second, because I've seen you have to hold shit in that you don't want to. So you a giant turkey leg.
Yes.
Right in the nose.
So imagine me dropping a 40-pound turkey leg on my toe.
Oh, man.
So I'm standing there, and the only thing that's running through my head is, Candace, don't let them see you sweat. Keep your shit together. If you cry,
was it in Claire
they
Huxtable's
will have a
voice?
Heyday. Like,
was it in Claire Huxtable's
voice? Oh, I don't remember. I wish I could remember. But I know, this is what I did. So I stood there for like 5 seconds while I absorbed everything that just happened and took in the pain. Because you know toe pain.
Oh, my God.
You know, because it happens before you feel it.
And toe pain.
Oh, yeah.
It happens before you feel it and you know it's coming. You can't do shit about it. Like when you stub your toe. It's like, fuck.
How about when you see it in fucking slow motion where you're like, the weight is falling on my toe.
On my toe. It was the worst.
That was that slow with a pause and then the end of the toe. On my middle toe.
It was my big toe.
My right one.
The big is the worst one, I feel. Not my good toe. It's my good toe.
My tap dancing.
That's my pivoting toe.
I was just saying, my tap
dancing
toe. No. Boom. And then it falls.
And it's too late. You can't do it. And it takes like 5 seconds for the pain to travel. So I stood there, held in my tears.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Candace, don't you let them see you cry. Mm-hmm. They will love it. So, like, teacher's pet in pain.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then I just
want you to know that the face that Candace made was very similar to a turtle. She had turtle lips, but her lips what is that called? Pursed?
Pursed. Pursed. Right, yeah.
Never used that word before. Pursed very tightly.
Tightly.
Yeah.
Very Marlena Dietrich.
Thank you.
As a turtle.
I don't know if that's a compliment or not. I do, but I don't know if that. I mean, I don't know if she pursed her lips. I just am taking your word for it.
She used to suck on lemons all the time to make her face stay.
And then when she was 50, she was like, "I have these fucking lip wrinkles."
Yeah, well, damn, bitch. Anyway,
back to
so I composed myself, held in the tears, and made a beeline for the locker room. So I cried myself alone in between the lockers.
Oh, it was one of those.
It was, yes.
It was like one of those World War II fucking sirens.
Yes.
It was like, wah,
I had to hold it all the way to the locker room when I got the, worst. My toenail fell off like a year later. That's how bad, like it was bruised. It fell off like in my second or third semester in college.
Wait, and every time you looked at that toe for the whole year all fucked up, you're like, I'm alone. I have to deal with shit by myself because I'm light skinned and I don't fit in.
Well, not really. I guess when I bonded with Adriana, my other Italian white friend.
Oh, I was just full circle. I mean.
Seems like
I
know. Marlena in her 40s. She never did get wrinkles.
She looks like a fucking clown.
That's airbrushed.
No, they didn't have airbrushing, man.
Soft. How do you know?
That's just soft focus.
Fucking, they just. Well, that's yeah, why they
that soft focused airbrush.
She really didn't.
They're giving it that airbrush look that they were looking for.
Yeah.
By the way, salt and pepper still look good.
They look great.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get their faces destroyed like Lil' Kim or any of those.
Well, they didn't do plastic surgery. Yeah, they.
I didn't say I didn't like them. I just.
I love salt and pepper.
They look
yeah. Well, it's amazing what happens when you don't get plastic surgery.
Yeah, your face stays.
You age gracefully.
Can we talk about how amazing Jessica Lange looks?
And who? Was that you that said she had a bunch of plastic surgery?
She has, yeah.
I agree. I think she looks fantastic.
She got the right kind
I'm
of surgery.
I'm just watching Coven right now.
I just finished Coven.
Me too, yesterday.
It went up on Netflix, so I've been watching.
Finally. I was like, what are y'all putting Coven up?
I was halfway through Coven. And didn't have, like,
so you had to wait
episodes.
In suspense.
I had to wait in suspense.
Mm-hmm. Can we talk about, can we say this now?
No, I want to tell my fucking gym story.
Okay.
My weight story.
Tell your weight story, and then we're going to come back, because I have some issues.
Let's say what it is. With the what? Coven?
With Gabourey Sidibe.
Oh, I have a lot of
who
issues.
AIDS.
Precious. Same thing.
Fat girl with AIDS stealing chicken.
You don't know who Precious is? You don't remember the movie Precious? You don't have to see it to. I don't
know.
Eat it, Burger King.
Is that the black girl?
Yes.
Oh.
Precious.
She's also the girl that got molested by. No, she didn't get molested. The character Precious got molested by
her dad and
had to eat out her mom and make her food,
and then got AIDS.
Had no money,
and she stole a bucket of chicken,
and then got AIDS. Oh, then got pregnant, and then got AIDS.
Can I tell you? You know, this is very narcissistic of me,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like it's necessary right now. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite tweets I ever twat
mm-hmm.
was I have a treadmill setting that is Precious with a bucket of chicken.
Wait, now I'm, first of all, hysterical.
Thank you.
For however fast she goes. But my question is that slow still? Because she was fat.
Yeah, it's pretty slow.
Or
it's
is it fast because if she got chicken in the hand that she stole, she's going to run.
She stole it. She's running at least as fast as she can go, which to a normal athletic person is still pretty slow.
You know what? If we were to develop that, okay, it would be like, it would be Precious.
In Derek's face.
It would be Precious on an incline.
Slipping on chicken grease?
Chicken? Yeah.
She can't get her feet. She's a traction because the chicken
so
grease.
If she runs
slipping.
Fast and the chicken, the box of chicken tips over,
it's
the
leaking.
Grease goes down grease and it's real slow.
This,
but if the grease doesn't go down, she holds it, it's fast.
This is amazing. You're talking about like a game for like an app?
I'm talking about
this. Because this is fantastic.
No, I'm just talking about the computer stuff on the treadmill. But if we could make it a game, that's funny.
That's
too.
What I'm picturing. I'm picturing a video game of just.
An app.
A Precious app.
Well, then it has to be one of those like ones like the Wii. You got to do it for the Wii so at least you're exercising.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just thought of the best idea.
Well, she's got to tell her weight story first.
The Precious Wii game. So, and it's an exercise
You get fatter?
Game. Yeah. Like
you eat while you're exercising?
Yeah, but like you have to either like, oh my God, here comes the stepfather. He might rape me. Run.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
if he doesn't run, if you don't run fast enough, you get raped.
You get AIDS.
And then you're like, yeah, or AIDS. That's going to be at the end. That's
end.
How it's over.
Wah, wah,
and then
wah.
If mom wants you.
You have AIDS. It's yeah. like the 2014 version of Oregon Trail. Remember when your character got dysentery?
I don't know Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
You've all gotten dysentery.
Yeah. Jeff has cholera. Like, that's how you find. You didn't play Oregon Trail in school? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Little stupid video
game. I smoked cigarettes.
When you were in a. You were. What was the purpose of? You're just on a trail, like on a
you're
horse and carriage.
Across.
To
West
get to
Coast.
Some gold?
You were trying to get to the West
what?
Coast.
Where
that's where gold was, right?
Play this game?
In school.
Where in school?
Like, on your
is
computer.
What computer?
You didn't have... Well, I had computers in school. How old are you?
I had a school in Kentucky, and we had this game.
Yeah,
wait a second. There were computers, but they were like green blinking screens.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what we're talking
about. It's an old school game.
Sounds...
It's called Oregon Trail.
Whatever. I went to Gate Lot and they didn't have
Oregon
Trail.
You didn't
Trail.
Play Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
No.
What? Brenda, your childhood.
I told you I was out smoking cigarettes.
The Oregon Trail came out.
I told you.
Came out
how old
II.
Were you, eight?
Apple II. We had an Apple, yeah.
1985.
Jesus.
And we had it in my school.
In 1994.
I was born in 1985. So
he
had
it in 94. All right. What are you talking about?
Well, you need to do your weight story, then we'll come back to
my
Precious.
Story is pretty quickly. I just wanted to relate to getting the weight dropped on your foot.
Yeah.
Because I still have a PTSD flashback about when I was 19 years old. I was in the gym, and somebody had, like, a bar that you would use to do lat pull-downs, like the big mm-hmm. heavy bar. Mm-hmm. But they had it on, like, the tricep cable that or the cross cable that's very, like, those weights are only 5 pounds when they
right.
stack up. And then the other weights are like,
huge.
10 or 15,
right.
so it could hold that bar and even the contraption. And I didn't think about it, and I
oh no.
it was hanging on the cable on the top, and I leaned down, and I pulled the fucking pin out, and the bar fell on my head, and it was painful. That
your
still
head.
My head. And so still.
That's what happened.
Yeah, so. I told you not to bring that up. You can't be trusted, obviously.
Like Homer said.
You can't be trusted with bars.
That's all those crayons up in his brain. I don't know.
Oh, I remember that. I did see that.
But here's
they pulled him out, and he was really smart.
Yeah.
And then had to shove
him. Yeah, put him back.
Here's the thing, though. I still, whenever I go and I see a bar,
you freak out?
Bar, no, but I have a feeling that I'm going to get my head hit, and I, like, put my hand on it. No matter how small the bar is, I hold it up, because that hurts so badly.
I can imagine. Well, were you concussed?
That was, like, the third concussion I've gotten, if that's a concussion. Ah, and that was the story I wanted to say before. Remember when you said that there was something about falling and not trusting earlier in the show?
Remember.
That was my story, at least. It was relating to you before, and then I forgot. And it was my first concussion. I was playing a trust game with an inanimate object. Talk about a lonely childhood.
Wow. Wow.
So my mom, we had a driveway in front of our house, and my mom's car was parked on it. And at the end of the driveway, I was just hanging out by myself, and I was standing in front of the car, and I just leaned back because I knew the car was there. And I was like, oh, it's there. Let me take another step forward. And then I took a step forward, and I leaned back again. I was like, oh, it's still there. Let me see how far I could go. And I went all the way until I fell completely on my head. And then I passed out, or I woke up. I don't know how
long. So your head hit concrete?
Yeah. And long enough for me to get a tick in my head. A tick on concrete. You know how long I must have been laying there? First
Holy
of all,
shit.
I want to know why my mom wasn't looking for me. That I was laying
That's
at
back
the
before
end of
Child
the driveway.
Protective Services.
And we've met your mom.
She is nice.
She's such a good mother.
I'm going to be so, you know, go so far as to say she's a little neglectful. That was my first concussion. My second concussion was...
I'm glad these were all self-inflicted.
Yeah, they were all self-inflicted. My second concussion was I was washing my hair in a tub.
You slipped?
No, like literally bending over and washing just my hair in the tub. And I hit my temple on the right
this
side.
This faucet?
Yeah, just on the side of the tub.
How fast were you coming up?
I made a right. It's my head.
These could just be contusions, but you have a small head.
No,
you do
I
have
went
a small
to,
head.
I went to the doctor.
You do have a small
yeah.
head.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your head do be small.
It's appropriate to your body, but I have a very
Of course,
large
so
head.
Do I. I have a nice size dome.
But no, I have a smaller head for even my body. My sister makes fun of me for it.
I don't think so. It's proportionate. I would never look at you
it's
and say,
pee-ish.
My sister has a small head because my mom has a small head, but my dad has a big head, hence my head.
Your sister does have a small head. Mm-hmm. And with that short hair, it makes it
Yeah, that,
more
I could, that, my head is so I could never pull off short hair like that because my head is so bulbous.
That's not true. You had short hair when you were in
No,
Vegas.
I mean like my sister's short
oh,
hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on now.
Look at me trying to disprove your own
Yeah,
truth.
No, I could pull off bobs.
your own
yeah.
hair truth.
No, first of all.
Wait a second. So wait, are you understanding? So my head was... I was bent over. I
you
was
hit the faucet.
No, I was washing my hair under the faucet in the tub. I swung a left with my head and then hit my right temple on the tub.
On the tub?
Mm-hmm. And I had to go to the hospital and get CAT scans and shit.
So wait, someone found you passed out?
No, it was so painful. And then I started playing Nintendo right after, and that made it worse.
Wait, you got up and walked out after it happened?
Yeah,
or you were like knocked out? In the tub.
Again, why wasn't my mom looking for me?
Yeah, a lot of times you can do that if you're concussed.
Right. That's just my fault.
Okay.
Don't worry about
so
that.
So, yeah, and then I had
That was a flute trill.
Yeah, I heard it. It was nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I picked it.
I did.
Taking the credit.
On my new phone.
And I don't remember the third concussion.
That was three. You said the bar?
Two.
The bar?
Oh, yeah, that was three. The bar.
The concrete?
With you think the, I learned
the concrete
lesson.
With the tick?
I think the fact that you just didn't know that was three is proof you had those concussions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And proof why it can't count
it keeps
or
happening.
Read.
Because obviously my brain's
she
fucked.
Gives her she concusses herself at least once a month.
I think
what does
after
that mean?
After about six or seven, you're in danger of permanent brain damage.
Probably like football players.
I've had probably four or five.
I haven't had any. What have you been doing?
I yeah, really clumsy.
Like from tripping and shit.
One time I was a kid, and you remember those '70s tape decks? Like right after 8 tracks in the '70s, there were these massive cassette players. They were this fucking big.
Oh yeah, it was like a stereo system
yeah.
looking.
I only
that
remember 8 tracks.
Out of the top of the closet
and hit you in the head.
Wow.
On top of the head.
Oh
and
Jesus!
Broke it.
Wow. How old were you?
I was like 9. It put a dent in the side of it and broke it.
And you were fine.
I assume I was fine at the time.
How did it fall?
You look like you got a big skull in there.
I have a really big. I could take a serious.
Yeah,
damage.
You look like you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, give so me that. Give me the hammer. Let's test that out. He is talking too much.
Hand me that cinder block. What? What made it fall?
I was looking for something underneath.
Poor planning.
Exactly. This is really planned well for children in the house.
Right.
I was looking for like one of my board games that was underneath.
Mm-hmm.
What game?
Seems planned now that I think about it.
Yeah. You were like, your mom was like Candyland, and then the stereo.
Derek loves playing Candyland.
Yeah.
No, it was my asshole ex stepdad.
He put it there? Yeah. You think he put it there on purpose?
No comment.
If he did, I think that's funny.
Funny and terrible.
Well, funny.
Funny and terrible.
No comment.
Charles Barkley would say.
All right, is there another?
I don't. I, if I went down the list, it'd take forever. All
right.
So you've been concussed. I've never been concussed.
All right, wait. We have.
We want to talk about Precious.
Yeah, Gabourey.
We want to talk about Precious, and we have a list of things. That
I know,
discuss.
But really quickly, I want to talk about how I don't like Precious on the show.
Can we? I'd love to talk about Precious. You kidding me?
Yeah.
But wait, I just want to. What were the other things? The Bill Cosby thing?
Yes, we. Okay. That's an ongoing thing. The Sony thing. The
that's right,
17-year-old madam.
Okay. Yeah. 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 All right.
All right. I'm gonna keep a list.
Okay. So,
Precious can't act. She's
I agree.
Terrible.
Did you see when she
terrible?
She is. Did you see the episode where she lied down in the bed and it was the point
the monster thing? Oh.
It was like the, what is that called, that bird's eye view, the over-the-top view.
Was this after she was, like, raped?
No. I'm talking about in the coven.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
She gets raped in the coven.
That's the only thing she's good for is being raped,
like,
obviously.
We need a fat black girl get
yeah,
raped.
By that monster thing. The thing that's, he's like a centaur. A minotaur, yeah. Half animal head
oh.
and half.
You know what? I didn't. I
half
watched the
fine.
Last three just recently.
Half fine Negro.
He yeah. You know what? He had a minotaur head, but some killer abs.
His abs were fantastic.
He did.
Well,
Angela Bassett was giving him some.
Anyway.
Why is she always
she's terrible?
Because
she can't act. What are we going to do with a raper?
She is really bad.
I will tell you one thing. That episode, I'm not going to blow what happens in that.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are just now watching on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Like episode where a guy comes in a hair salon with a gun.
Yes.
Killing people.
Yes.
There is a beautiful song that plays in the background.
I didn't notice the song. Mm-hmm.
It's a gospel song called Oh Freedom.
Oh, I did notice that.
Anybody that is listening to this should look it up on YouTube. It's fantastic.
I remember that.
It actually cheapens it being on the show.
Right, because it's better than the show.
Even though it was a good part on the show.
I think that show's good, though.
Yeah.
It is good. It
and
is
I
good.
Think
but Gabourey Sidibe is
every
terrible.
Every fucking season is on point.
Oh, she is. She's phenomenal.
Can we talk about how she went from being really, really young to really, really old in like a day?
Did she?
I think so.
I don't think so.
Did you see Cape Fear?
She looked
she was,
fantastic.
She was
young in Cape Fear.
No,
and
she looked
she was getting old in Losing Isaiah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
She looked middle-aged in Cape Fear to me. But she
all right, I agree.
All right, yeah. I'm wrong. So
yeah, those
one
must
wrong
be those
thing.
Concussions.
Yeah. That's what happens. It makes people
it makes you lose time for Jessica Lange.
It gives people,
and Jessica Lange only.
It gives you reverse Benjamin Button's perspective.
For only Jessica Lange.
Yeah, for Jessica Lange.
It's Jessica Lange specific.
Jessica Lange and Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
So what's next? We want to do Cosby or a 17-year-old madam or Sony?
Sony's too... you know what? I don't even know what's happening with Sony, to be honest. I know...
That blows my mind.
I know the gist of it.
Because there's... I think we need to discuss this because it's so relevant right now. Like,
let
it's
me
the
see
only thing
if
that
I know what happened just by. And let me point out that I've spent the last 4 months isolated in my house, just reading and having fun and doing my own thing.
And apparently ordering steer manure.
No, that's not mine.
What? No, I didn't notice manure outside.
When you walk up, it smells like shit.
This is great for the listeners.
I look over and I see a big bag that says steer manure on the side. And it's just like, I told her it was like Acme.
Yeah.
Like Acme shit.
Yeah.
It is pretty ridiculous. Wait, right. Let's get back to...
Sony.
No, let's just say that, for the last 4 months, I haven't been like dealing with social media and I've been relieving anxiety. That being said, I still do put status updates on. So every so often, if I want to see the response, I catch a little bit of news.
Mm-hmm.
And that news is that there have been hackers, right?
Yes.
That hacked into some ladies... Sony. Email at Sony, who seems to be very important, and somebody's really pissed off. Actually, she makes a lot of decisions, and decided that she was gonna piss. They were gonna like embarrass her in front of like Angelina Jolie.
But do you know why it was done?
Because they didn't want Sony to release the interview,
mm-hmm.
The Korean thing.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
Yeah. See.
Well, there you go. And so did you see any of the emails?
I didn't read a stitch of fucking nothing.
Did you see any of the emails that got released? Like,
I saw...
She was talking shit about Angelina Jolie.
I read the Angelina Jolie one because you know how I feel about Angelina
she
Jolie.
She called her like a spoiled brat. She's minimally talented.
Angelina Jolie kind of is minimally talented. Don't get me wrong. I fucking love her. You know how I feel about her.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And in Gia, she was fucking amazing.
I was going to say, Gia was great.
Herself.
Right.
That's
and
funny.
Yes.
And every character she does is the same type of thing, but I like it.
I agree. There are so many other people that have made careers off of doing that.
Not to mention, it's fucking talented to have to be able to look that beautiful all the time and be able to do that one character. Not to mention, like what Meryl Streep does. That is a fucking next level thing.
Yeah, that's...
But I don't see this fucking Sony lady being able to do it. You know what? She looks like a fucking hag to me.
Oh, well, that's
and
why
she doesn't
she's
have to be in front of people.
There.
All the emails just where we can read them.
You can go online. If you Google.
I've tried looking for some of it.
And some,
of it.
Tatum O'Neill, but his was kind of nice.
Oh, I didn't see that one, but there were racist comments about Obama.
She called Leonardo DiCaprio actually despicable.
Do you want to hear something funny now that I'm thinking about it? Before this was like news, I think, I was driving down La Cienega, and I saw a billboard that said, if you're Leonardo DiCaprio... Go to my website.
Oh, it was a gay guy.
Oh, it wasn't this?
No.
Oh, I was like, that's a great fucking guerrilla marketing
No, it
campaign.
Was like some... Pedro told me about that. It was like some gay guy that just literally was telling Leonardo to go to his website.
Oh, too bad.
And I didn't see it. He was like, did you see that billboard on Olympic? And I was like, no.
I did see that. I was giving that guy way too much credit.
You thought he was the hacker?
I was like, wow, that's a great, great, like, guerrilla marketing. For the hackers, like if they started out like that?
Right. No. I mean, who knows? They might have. But no, I don't think so.
Where are you getting your facts from? Pedro? Maybe he don't know.
All he said was there's a gay guy with a billboard.
How did he know it was some gay guy?
I don't know. That's just what he said. I never saw it, so I don't know.
Can you see about that? Look that up, that fucking
it's
billboard.
It's not going to be on there.
Why not
a billboard?
About Leonardo DiCaprio?
On the interweb? What was I going to say?
I guess everybody would know.
So
it's not going to be there on the internet.
On the interweb? A billboard on the interweb? So the movie in itself, I want to hear you guys' thoughts about the movie and the pulling. Because you know that...
It's about Kim Jong-il or whatever, right?
Yeah, the movie is essentially Seth Rogen and James Franco being hired to assassinate Kim Jong-un, who is the son of Kim Jong-il. And... The hackers basically said, if you show this movie in theaters, we're going to have another 9/11. Any theater that shows it, you better get away from it, is what the hackers said. So then the movie theaters all pulled it. Sony stopped the release date. It was supposed to come out Christmas Day. Sony said, fuck it. No, we're not doing this anymore.
Oh, I didn't know that had happened. So it's done.
Yes, it's done.
Yeah, and then they were showing Team America instead. All right.
But that's done, too. They're not doing
it
anymore.
Here's the thing. I remember when... They were first talking about that movie, and there was an issue with, is it North Korea?
Yes. Yes, it's always North Korea.
All right. Well,
South
whatever.
Korea kind of
hate. They hate each other.
Okay. Well, just because they hate each other, whatever.
Everybody hates North Korea.
Yeah,
it was North. It was, yeah, so it was North Korea, and I remember hearing something like, they like Kim Jong Il. Is that mm-hmm. his name?
Kim Jong Il.
Kim Jong Il.
Or wait, you're talking about the
guy
the father?
Making fun of.
Yeah, they're making fun of Kim Jong Un.
Un, the son.
The son. Yes.
Okay.
Because the father's dead.
The father been dead. Yeah.
Okay.
He did.
He stayed dead.
Well, actually, he's not staying dead. They kind of deified him.
Are you serious?
Wait, hold on. So I remember reading something about how their country is going to be really pissed because it is, first of all, art imitates life, right?
Yep.
And that's how we set it up.
Yep.
And they're saying that they're going to assassinate
a living
person and a leader. Now, in this country, the United States of America, you are not allowed to say
right.
at all that you are going to assassinate.
Planning to do that, right.
Our leader.
Right.
Okay, you're not even allowed to say bomb in an airport.
Right.
Okay. So why then does America have the right and Sony have the right to make that?
That's my problem.
And put that out.
That's my problem.
So I have to say I agree with those fucking terrorists. And I think it was right. And on top of it, wait, one more thing. I agree with the terrorists and... No. Oh, fuck it. I forgot.
It's gone forever?
Until I think of it again.
Okay. Well, no, I completely...
Shame on Sony. Shame
on
Sony.
I agree.
Oh, and that was my other thing. I think that them saying it's could be 9/11 all over again, I think that that's a metaphor. Because for Hollywood, this was 9/11. Okay? This ruined people's reputation, careers.
At least for Sony it was. I wouldn't say for Hollywood.
For the culture that is Hollywood.
Yes.
Okay? It ruined reputations. It ruined careers.
Mm-hmm.
And it ruined a lot of business for Sony, even
oh,
just
yeah,
the marketing.
Absolutely.
So it was probably not planes, but it was a fucking 9/11.
Right.
I'm not saying to promote terrorism and nothing should be done with terror, but I don't know what I'm saying, actually.
Well, then they're saying it's going to get worse if they do, which is why they pulled it, which I don't know if you looked on Twitter at all or on social media, but... And... It's basically people saying, what an act of cowardice by Sony by pulling this movie because we're America, we're free, you know, the freedom of speech.
Fuck that. Shame on Sony for putting Americans, if in fact
at risk.
North Korea is that fucked up and they'll do whatever and people are so mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
According to Team America, that guy is fucking crazy. And if he was going to do that, fuck Sony for putting Americans at risk.
I
and fuck Seth
agree.
Rogen and James Franco.
I
as hot as fucking
agree.
James Franco Talkies is.
Motherfuckers.
And I love.
How dare you?
Yeah, and I love everything he's done before, and he's hot as fucking, but.
Right.
I don't know
wrong.
What done. I've never found them to be funny.
No, I thought
funny.
Pineapple Express was funny.
I thought Pineapple Express was funny, and James Franco's a great actor.
James Franco was actually a really good
Freaks
actor.
And Geeks are
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Seth Rogen. I can't say he's great.
Well, he was good in fucking 4-Year-Old Virgin. And whatever, he has a career and he's talented.
He always plays himself.
So
I'm not
Angelina Jolie. It's still a talent thrill to do that many times.
I'm
at that
not
level.
A huge fan of hers either.
It's fan whatever. It's still talent. But fuck them both for putting my liberty at risk.
It's I completely... And people are complaining. They're like, well, it's, you know, the freedom to express yourself through art. And I'm like, well, first of all, can we stop calling this movie art? Because it's... the furthest thing from it. It's a piece of shit. People are saying...
Art could still be bad.
This is not art. I refuse to call what they did. I haven't even seen it, but I know people are saying that we almost died or could have died because of this.
Well, I don't... I would die for my art. I'm not dying for James Franco and what's his name's art.
I would die for something that meant something.
That's what I mean, my
art. This meant nothing.
It meant something to them, obviously.
No, it didn't. It was two cocky white boys who were like, we can do whatever the fuck we want. This is not even a good concept. Let's just get it made.
I don't know enough about the concept, and I don't know enough about...
You know the concept. It's two white boys who get sent to assassinate the leader of North Korea.
That's the plot line, but I don't know what the angle, the point of view is, or the voice of that movie. So I can't say what... I can't assume... Can I please start my opinion? I can't say what I think that their agenda was, why to make that, and maybe they had their own thing that other people aren't recognizing. I have no idea. But I don't care what their agenda is. Don't put me at risk. And at the end of the day, that's what it's about. on a national level where we have no fucking control. Nothing. You have no control over what Kim Jong Il,
right.
Yim, whatever the fuck his name is. Just like we don't in this country.
They made a movie about assassinating probably the craziest dictator that's alive right now. And that to them was okay.
I understand, but I can't even relate to that because I haven't seen
it. People thought it was okay.
That's my problem. Like, how could you think that doing that was okay?
They had to get green-lighted all the way up, funded.
Because you're talking about that green light, we're talking about, look at how we're talking about this now in a podcast that nobody's listening to, okay? People are going to talk about it. That's fucking money. That's advertising. That's the same thing as fucking Britney Spears coming out of her car with a fucking pussy shot. If people are talking about it, and it's there. And
of course.
Those companies, all that greenlit shit, that's what they're seeing that's clouding that view. And then that money that they're seeing is clouding the
of course, the taste. The taste level.
Taste level and the idea that, yeah, we have freedom of speech, so we could do this, and this is the right thing. So now they're justifying it with that instead of recognizing
that this is wrong.
Stop doing that while I'm talking.
I'm sorry.
All right. He keeps coming to interrupt me, and I'm like, I can't think when I'm feeling interrupted. And he's fucking doing this thing like with a poodle in his head, up going, going like this. I'm going to say something. Like, stop shaking your head.
You're fired, Derek.
With your chin up like that in the corner of my fucking peripheral when I'm trying to say something profound. Motherfucker.
All right, continue.
First of all, we need to get a trapper keeper.
We need a wall. And build a fort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And put it in front of his face.
I could go in the other room if you get an extension.
I love you, but just
yeah.
Stop I having
love you, but shut up.
Stop having fucking Parkinson's behind the computer, please.
Write notes down if you need to.
Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Because there's somebody like, why didn't Derek say his opinion?
Derek needs to speak up more. Well, someone's going to write that in the review on iTunes.
Yeah. The show was great, really funny, good chemistry.
But I want to hear more from that Derek guy.
But Derek didn't get his point across about the crayons.
Oh my God.
Fuck it, I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, so speak now. You don't get it?
I don't get why it's a freedom of speech issue. They have the freedom to make a movie. If it gets buried by the studio, no freedom of speech is being broken.
What?
Nobody's freedom of speech.
They're saying because they threatened us and because we backed down because of that threat, they now are in control and they won.
Yeah.
And they've now won over the rights that we've created for this country.
But that's not a freedom of speech issue. That's a national security issue.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Because the freedom of speech issue would be within this country. But again, propaganda, and that's them creating this idea. If in fact, by the way, if in fact that's this whole thing isn't a propaganda.
That's also an issue people have talked about. Because some people are saying now that North Korea doesn't even have like the type of hackers that could even access.
North Korea, the Kim Jong-il is probably like, what movie?
I know. No idea what's even happening.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
You 5 years old. Why are you talking about movie and not
He's
at work?
He's just over there playing tic-tac-toe.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to know if there was anything related to Team America.
Now watch this. You know how you'll know if this is a fucking propaganda thing? Okay? If all of a sudden...
It gets released.
Like 6 months later, it's like, fucking private copy at this for this
right.
amount of money. Then you're going to know this whole fucking thing
right.
was Sony... In general, and fucking and Angelina Jolie posing for that picture, getting extra fucking money from that fucking lady.
Right, which will be so sad if that's true.
I don't know. Good for them for thinking about it.
Apparently.
Yeah, but
Christmas
the lengths to go, Jesus. The deceit involved.
I'll tell you what. You know what? It is a shame on you thing because it's like, then that instilled fear on,
right.
on a whole different level.
Right.
But I don't put it past anybody.
Oh, I don't put it past anybody.
Apparently Sony knew it was a bad movie, though, they were dumping it on Christmas. It's been a classic thing that when they have a movie that they think they can make a quick buck on and make back their $40 million,
they'll do it at Christmas because that's like the highest movie theater
yeah,
day of the
they'll
year.
They'll dump it on Christmas. They'll create a big thing around it, and then they'll try to get.
Well,
I'll
tell
back.
You why they didn't do it around Christmas. In my,
it was supposed to be released in October 1st, and then got pushed back to Christmas.
That's another sign it was a piece of shit.
Right.
And that all could be propaganda too. Now here's the thing: when a Christmas movie, mm-hmm. when people are feeling good. They don't want to go and watch political stuff. So I don't think they ever... And if I'm not even a
it's
fucking...
It's not political.
It's still a political idea, even though it's funny.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I would rather go see. You're talking about families that are taking their whole.
But it's still a comedy. It's a comedy.
Think about the demographic. Think about the demographic.
It's Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Exactly. So what's the demographic? You're talking about 18 to 35, probably boys, some fucking 15 to 18 girls, right, that are going to see that. That's not Christmas time demographics. So they were never going to put that out
it's
for Christmas.
It's the other option for Christmas. It's everybody's going to see the big movie for Christmas. There's always something else out for people to go to that go on Christmas. This was what that was supposed to be. The studios have done that for years. They've given another option.
An alternative.
There was a horror movie that came out on Christmas like a year or two ago.
I think I vaguely remember that.
The studios figured out that they could make a quick buck off something where people walk up and go, oh, I don't want to
Yeah, because there's always
yeah,
some.
But
yeah,
but they weren't going to do that for this movie, not with this whole propaganda scheme, if in fact it is, or even with if it's true.
We don't know.
I'm not even a studio exec, then that makes sense to me.
According to USA Today, what I'm reading now, they've completely buried it.
They're not going to release it.
I don't believe that either.
Yeah, they're saying now they're not going to release it online. It's not going to be anywhere, in which they could change their mind 6 months from now.
Who wrote that article? Let's find out that person's name, and we're going to follow him to the bank when he cashes the check from Sony.
And the New York Times are the ones that said that those hackers were based out of North Korea. But, again, how do you know that?
More people that could be paid off. All of those people could be paid off easily.
Right.
They could have, North Korea could have paid some anonymous guys to do this.
Absolutely.
They didn't have to be North Korea-based.
Absolutely.
That idea, that's even an argument. You're right, Derek. For the first time in your life,
inside.
You are right.
Yeah. I feel like we should have confetti and like...
Yeah. Balloons
coming
out. Topless
dancers come out or something.
Na, 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 na.
Write this date down.
You know...
Because it's never going to happen again.
First of all, do you know what the melody, what song that's from? That melody?
That,
yeah.
I know what it is, but
I'm
picturing like I'm picturing like Egyptian.
It's not even that crafty.
What is it from? Because I know that. I mean, it's been in so many things.
It's not. It's a childhood song.
The underpants.
There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance. There's a hole in the wall where you can see it all.
Or the boys can see it all, I think is what it was. Yeah, I remember that.
Maybe that's why I've been sexually confused.
But I feel like you're stupid. I feel like that.
It was boys?
Goes for other things. I think that that theme was another song, too.
See if.
How can you look that?
The naked ladies. You better find it. It's your job.
Can you Google?
Get busy. I think it's HUHN. comma HUHN. No, no, no. How do you say that?
N-U-H.
And yeah.
No, it's N-E-H, Derek.
Place in France. Childhood song, place in France.
Naked ladies dance.
Yeah, look up childhood song, place in France, and Metallica.
Metallica?
Yeah, how to.
What? What?
The search.
Oh, a French song called The Streets of Cairo.
Here we go.
The Poor Little Country Maid.
That's right. Poor Little Country. Not only does she have any money, but people are looking at her naked.
People are looking
at
peeping Toms.
Wait, make sure they can hear it.
I don't know if they can hear it.
I would like for them to hear it. Yeah. The speaker. I'm holding Derek's mic through a Buddha head. The naked ladies dance. There's a hole in the wall where you can see it all. See, I didn't know it went so high.
There we go.
I didn't know it went so high.
Threw you off there for a second, huh?
Yeah, I had to increase my pitch.
I was completely unprepared.
Yeah.
It's also known as the snake charmer.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to picture someone with a snake.
Every movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ever made when a little snake charmer pops
right.
up.
Let me see. Is that true? Because I don't know if
it
I
says
know.
That right here.
Yeah.
I honestly, that's what I was picturing. I was going to, when I said Egyptian, I was picturing like a snake on somebody's arm.
I thought it was
arm.
Just because when I was
and
dancing.
And you were
I was
going
this
like this,
shoulder.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
You were holding a snake.
Yeah. No, no. This is just my shoulders moving so snake-like.
No, but.
No.
Come on, Brenda.
It was even used in a season 5 episode of The Office.
Hilarious. I don't remember that.
Well, guess what? Is there an MP3 for that? Because I'm downloading it to my phone.
It's gonna be your ringtone.
Yep. Well, there's gonna be a million versions of it because it's a.
Can I have that one?
Speaking of snakes,
can you download one for me?
I can try.
Speaking of snakes,
yeah, you're sitting there doing nothing good.
Did you guys hear about that reality show where the guy was he'll be eaten alive by anaconda?
I did see a coming attractions that, and I'm interested in seeing.
No, you're not.
Why? Was it bad?
Because it already aired, and people were pissed because it was 2 hours, apparently.
He's like, I didn't tell you it was a robot snake?
Yeah. Is it say this is a prop snake? And it didn't happen. Like, after 2 hours, it was like crushing some his ribs or something too hard. They were like, stop, stop. And
wait,
people wasted
second.
2 hours of their
First
lives.
First of all, fuck all those people that said it's a waste of time. This guy got into a snake. And
he
just because it crushed his ribs?
He wasn't into it. It had eaten nothing.
Oh, so what did you just coil around him and crush
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
I'd like to still see that.
I wouldn't. 2 hours?
Yeah, give me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, people were comparing it to that Geraldo Rivera vault thing.
That thing is so great.
I don't know what that is.
What?
What is it? What is it?
Who wants to tell you? Tell
it. I don't know the story. It was Capone's?
Al Capone's vault. They found it. This was like in the early 80s.
Yeah, it was a long time
ago. And they
ago.
Spent like hours.
It was a huge production.
And they were like, I think they were.
Shut the fuck up. There's nothing in it.
There was nothing. There wasn't even a piece of paper in the bottom. There was nothing.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell that as like a legendary story. Like,
and Geraldo's just standing there with his tack.
All right, guys. This is
what was it called? It was Capone's what?
Vault. Big vault that they thought it was going to be full of shit.
Yeah, they just did a special one day, like. Then they had this big, like, countdown
to
it.
Live.
I'm going to say
live.
It with some profound shit sometimes. Like, you know what it reminds me of? Capone's vault.
Capone's vault. Yeah. Rivera opening Capone's
it's
vault.
It's got a 3.2 out of 10 on the IMDb.
That's being generous.
Big expectations.
So,
you open your mouth,
anticlimactic. Anticlimactic.
So basically, they would cut. It was a 2 hour special that aired.
Jesus. 2 hours.
Was that the end of his. Was that before or after A Current Affair? Because that should have ended it.
86.
So, where was A Current Affair at that point? Was it like at its height? Or
what's,
was it.
What's A Current Affair?
A Current
that
Affair
was a
was
news.
A show. Yeah, it was kind of like a. It was kind of like a 60 Minutes type show.
Yeah.
With Geraldo Rivera, was actually a journalist, and he talked about important stuff, I think. On that show. I don't. And then all of a sudden he was a talk show host for the cheesiest
That's
shit in the
That's what
world.
I remember. I remember A Current Affair, but I didn't remember him hosting
well,
it.
Well, I wonder if
I
that Capone's fucking vault
is the reason why his career went to the shitter.
That's hysterical if it is.
Oh, remember when he got his nose broken? Somebody hit him with a chair on his talk show.
Yep.
On his talk show?
Yeah.
He comes back and he had a big...
That's hysterical.
Geraldo has a certain... charm about it.
look up IMBD and see what year's A Current Affair was. And I'm sure that special will be on IMBD and you'll see exactly where it falls.
He already looked at it. That's where it had the rating, right?
It's a 3.2 out of 10.
Okay, so then where is A Current Affair?
I'm looking for it.
Current Affair.
How long have we been
doing
this?
Sounds so dramatic. It's probably been like 2 hours now.
No.
No, but it's probably been like
10 minutes.
Okay, that's gotta be close to an hour.
To talk about Cosby and the
look, you guys, we're gonna have to continue this.
Let's continue Cosby. Another time. And let's talk about the madam.
I mean, that's going to be an ongoing thing. Cosby
ain't going anywhere but to
jail. Every day another chick comes out.
Oh, yeah, that is a good story.
But Rivera also, in his defense, he did that big expose of that mental hospital where
I
all
remember
people
that.
Were being abused. He went in there live.
It was kind of like Asylum.
He was like, fuck it, would you
American Horror life? Story Asylum.
Yeah, it was really fucking bad.
Oh, I don't remember that
and
at all.
He got that place like.
Oh, wow.
So, I'll give him that, but let me see if I can find it.
Maybe that negates the Capone. No, it doesn't. The Capone
it
vault
had,
thing.
It says it had debris in it.
You're like, nah, still stupid.
It was just dust. That would have been hilarious if it had, like a black mamba inside. And just
like Kill Bill?
Just tagged him in the face. After all that.
Like 6 times. And then somebody came with a chair and broke his nose.
And then A Current Affair came on. Doom, doom, doom.
And then Connie Chung was like, I divorce you now.
That's Maury Povich.
Oh, wait. Who are we talking about?
Geraldo Rivera.
Oh, yeah. Maury Povich was Current Affair.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't remember Yeah, I don't even remember that really.
Shit.
I remember Current Affair, but I don't remember who hosted it.
That's how fucking unimportant both those people are to me.
They both went to talk shows that were like shitty talk shows.
Come on,
Geraldo Rivera. And then Maury Povich has a talk show.
I thought they were the same person.
What?
How could you confuse them?
I don't know, because they kind of look alike, don't they?
No. First of all, they're different races.
One's Polish or something.
Yes.
And the other one's
Jewish. Hispanic and Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Then I have only heard of Geraldo Rivera. I've never really seen him.
One of them has an exquisite mustache.
Yeah, have you not heard of Maury? You've heard of Maury. What are you talking about?
I have heard of Maury, and I've seen Maury. Because
pull up a picture so she can see.
I know the difference between them, but I've only seen a picture of Geraldo Rivera, and I don't know anything that he's really done.
You need a YouTube.
Yeah.
Because there are some highlights.
Yeah,
I see the Capone
vault. There's the hit in the face with a chair. and that's it.
No, there's one with him arguing with Bill O'Reilly where they're both, their heads are about to explode.
That's beautiful. I was just doing a Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Do it live.
Fuck it, we're going live.
What are you pulling up?
Well, I just wanted to.
I know who Geraldo Rivera is. I see South Park.
I'm going to show you Maury Povich.
Oh.
That's where I get
you my
facts
from. You have to know what
Maury
Povich looks like.
No, right. I don't need to know.
So let's go into the...
He looks like
the
bag
madam?
Of bones.
The madam who's 17.
I don't know. I forget because I just put the link in my email and I haven't looked at it since. But look up 17-year-old madam. I think it's in Florida.
Of course
I'm pretty sure it's in Florida.
I got a
so
Florida
So yeah, put Florida
too.
In there.
Florida. It's Florida.
Yeah.
Of course it is. Before you tell the story, I just want to say that there was earlier in the month, there was a girl that spent like $1,300 just to drive down, taking a cab down to Florida.
Why?
To live. $1,300
cab. Did she know a ticket?
It's on my
on
Facebook.
A plane?
No, she just drove down there.
The
you said she took a cab.
Running it.
Yeah, cab.
But I'm saying,
she did
she know that taking a plane?
But she was going to Florida. That's the beauty of it. She spent that amount of money to go to a place where she could be dumb with others.
You spent $1,300 on a taxi cab that took you so much longer to get there when you could have spent maybe $400 on a flight and gotten there.
But hold on. To go to Florida.
To go to Florida.
The
what
mecca
part
of stupidity.
Of stupidity.
It doesn't matter.
It's brilliant. Yeah, no, it makes it perfect.
All right, wait a second.
Alexa Nicole de Amoy.
Oh, she's
French. She's acting like she's French. Let me see her
is
face.
She
and see
Creole?
I want to see how French she looks. Hold on.
Ugh. She looks like a French prostitute.
She looks like a black Tim Burton.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so, but that's funny enough.
Yeah, I'll go with it. Sure.
Yeah. Light-skinned black girl Tim Burton. That's what she looks like to me.
She looked like a Creole Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah, Creole. That's right. That's French and black,
in a
right?
Facebook message to a business partner, she said, why pimp out old hoes when I have fresh young hoes I can give up for money?
She does have a point.
That may have been.
She has a point.
How stupid could you be?
I want to know.
Private messages on Facebook. She did all her business
through
who does
private
messaging through Facebook?
Through social media. Who does illegal transactions?
If Heidi Fleiss
through the most non-private.
It's a Roxy on the rocks.
Right.
In the private room. You think you're not going to get caught?
Online.
On Facebook?
On Facebook.
The company that has, like, is linked to every other account that you have, Spotify, like, everything.
Right. Like, it's all linked. So
Tinder,
she's putting.
If you have any app, you sign in through Facebook.
Of course.
That is the dumbest fucking woman. How much money does she make?
She had them pretty cheap.
How much?
50 to 70 for oral sex and 100 for sex with a virgin.
Well, the 100 is cheap, but 50 for
yeah, 100 for a virgin
seems
cheap. That seems standard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I feel like
that's what I would charge.
Yeah, I feel like 25.
That's what I have
decent,
charged,
right, for a blowjob. I wouldn't. If I had a dick, I'd only pay about $25 for a blowjob.
It depends. Like, if you want actual effort put in.
If I was going to pay more than $25 for a blowjob, she would have to look like a helicopter on my dick. Sucking it with a leg spread out wild. Just circling at speeds. Okay.
Then I'm deducting $5 anytime I feel teeth.
Yeah. At speeds not even known on this earth. Just in different spheres.
You said for more than $50?
For more than $25.
More than $25 for a blowjob.
She'd have to do that.
Yeah. I mean, and they're so common.
And hum.
Like, and hum, yes.
At the same time.
Yeah, blowjobs are so easy to come by nowadays. That, yeah.
She better be missing teeth.
It's not a hot commodity.
I mean, you can get them for free, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, you can get them just for real cheap. I mean,
you can get them for real cheap, but you can also find an ugly bitch that'll do it for free at the bar down the street.
A fat bitch. Yeah. Fat chicks be giving blowjobs to everybody.
Oh, and they're amazing, apparently.
Because that's all they do.
I know. They have to.
Oh, my God. I remember.
It's a job. It's really like a career to them. It's not just, it's a blow career.
The 401k.
I get benefits.
You know I be getting dental for my job. Girl be chipping
too. Which comes in real handy.
You never know when you're going to chip a tooth. Chip a front tooth. It's bad for business. I said, I'm not working for you unless I get an insurance policy.
I got to go on disability
for
then.
My front two teeth and my bicuspid, okay? Because I'm not going to be 36 years old.
Oh, my God.
Without these four teeth. I got to eat two.
A lot.
Oh, we still talking about fat business?
I wonder if blowjob skill decreases.
In weight?
With weight.
It totally does, because you don't have to do it as much. It also decreases with marriage.
We need to do a graph.
Mm-hmm.
Can we do a chart, Derek? Can you
whip
one up?
I got one like this. Look at my arm. It's on an angle. It's going down.
They're directly proportionate.
Like, we should get the guy who did the...
The hot versus crazy. That was so funny.
This is your unicorn zone down here, because they don't exist.
Where are we on time? I think we're done, right?
Well, we're done.
This was a fantastic episode. I think we should wait every 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do, guys. We're going to release
good energy.
We're going to release an episode every 6 weeks. We'll keep you guys in suspense. That's our new tactic.
Yeah, in 6 weeks, we're going to talk about... we're going to talk about Bill Cosby, flowers.
We'll talk about things that are no longer relevant. Joan Rivers' death.
We're going to continue with Joan Rivers' death.
We can call it, we'll rename ourselves the 6 week podcast.
Yeah. The one you'll be looking forward to.
Every 6 weeks.
Yeah. Whether you want to or not.
Yeah.
All right. I want to say this. Follow me on Instagram.
Did you lose followers? Did you see that bullshit?
No, I didn't actually.
Go on. You did, because everybody did. They're, you know, there's spam accounts.
Yeah, yeah.
They cleansed all those out.
But not that many. I didn't lose.
I lost like 100 followers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was over 1,000. I was over 1,000, and now I'm like back to like 900.
Oh, my God. You're right. I did.
Everybody did. Everyone had spam accounts.
But this just happened to me today.
It just happened today.
Oh, I saw that list for a while, so I thought it's been happening. See, I still see it, even though it happened to me.
I never post to social media.
Oh, that's disappointing.
I know.
I thought I had like a
Yeah, I was just over 1,000, and I'm like, son of a bitch.
I had like 1,500 on here. That's all right. At least this is 600 real people.
Yeah.
You're down to 600?
649, yeah.
You lost that many people?
Yeah.
Jesus. God.
God, way to fucking pour salt on the wounds.
That's a lot.
Well, I obviously had a lot of spam accounts. That's why I'm saying follow me on Instagram so my fucking security can feel good. I don't know.
Spam.
Mm.
All right, guys, we got to go so we can make some spam.
No, wait, but I would rather be followed on Instagram than Twitter.
Of course. Well, say what's
your...
Because
I'm better in pictures.
What's your...
At Brenza Colonna, mm-hmm. BrenzaColonna.
Can I make fun of you for a second?
Yes.
So I was talking to my friends. They're a married couple. I was over their place a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wait. You're not going to make fun of my face? You're telling me about a story about how you made fun of me with other people?
No. Well, no, they made fun of you and they haven't even met you.
Why?
They made fun of your name.
Oh.
Because I said Brenda, and they were like, Brenda, how old is she?
Yeah, that's fine with me. I think my name is terrible.
I know, and that's what I said. I was like, she knows she has really 80s name.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's totally 80s, but that's okay. I'm bringing it back, okay?
You are bringing it back. You're the only Brenda this side of Los Angeles.
That's this fucking rock star, okay? I'm giving Brenda a new identity now. So, yeah, what are your friend's name?
And that was what I was going to say. That's how I was like, all right, Donald. His name is Donald.
Yeah. Oh, how old is he?
Her name is Erica. But
Donald and Erica, they don't fuck anymore.
Of course they don't. They've been married for like 12 years.
Exactly. Donald's bald and fat and
no, he's not actually.
Well, he will be.
Well, he is bald.
He's
but
bald.
He's been bald since like he was 19.
Whatever.
But he's black, so it looks good.
Donald, bald,
Don't worry about it.
She mad.
No, I'm not at all, actually. I think that Brenda is an 80s name, but I do feel confident about bringing it back in a
whole
new
way. You should, absolutely. Yeah. Own that shit.
I've already started. But, so yeah, but yeah, I like that story.
Good.
I thought
you'd appreciate it. It's just funny.
Yeah,
it was
totally
funny.
I got a little insecure because I was like, oh, fuck. I don't know what you were about to say and what they're making fun of. And I've been feeling so good. And maybe there's something I didn't know.
No, I wouldn't say anything that was going to hurt you.
I mean, who knows? Maybe
I'll tweet it, but I would never tell you to your face.
If it was funny and true, it would be worth the risk, even though it hurt.
Not if it was going to hurt.
I don't know. The truth hurts sometimes.
Sometimes it do.
Yeah. Sometimes that truth be hurting.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Okay. Well, did you finish your Instagram?
Yeah. Brenda Colonna. Everything is for me is at Brenda Colonna.
Well, we have new listeners. No, we don't. Anyway, we don't have new listeners. Who am I kidding?
Not this week.
Yeah, Derek, where can we find you on? No, nowhere. What about your band?
You can't do that. Change your thing to Creepy Derek.
I'm going
to. Yeah, just change it. Why is it got to be Creepy Derek?
Okay. Next week, I'll change my shit. I promise.
Okay. And what's your band? Jesus.
Don't follow us because we suck.com.
Yeah, that's what you sound like right
it's
now.
Jacks in the Box or some shit, right?
Yeah, it's some.
Oh, it's Tomboy Jack.
New Jack Swing or some shit.
Tomboy and then J-A-X-X.
You got a female singer. It's Jacks and her box.
Jacks and her box. That's funny.
You can find some clips on YouTube. There's some shit up there. We got plans to do more stuff in the year or break up and do nothing.
Yeah. We got some YouTube views. We got some shit up there, and we plan to do some shit later on this week. And we got shit coming up in the future, too.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Stay tuned for the shit that we got going on.
Shit are brewing.
If you don't like it, then
you
don't like it.
Fuck you.
You know, I got projects and things happening and working with real good people. And so,
It's all good stuff.
Yeah, it's all great.
All right, are you guys done?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jokes by Candace on Twitter, Jokes by Candace on Instagram, Creepy Caress on Twitter. Like us on Facebook, Creepy Caress, and watch our sketches on YouTube, Creepy Caress.
And go to iTunes and
iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
Give us money and go in the kitchen and punch your mother in the face.
Yeah, I don't know why, but sure.
I will.
Well, right, while you were listening.
We love you. We're back. Don't leave us. Bye.
Dude up. Dude. Up.